As the rain poured down and turned Tintagel's central courtyard to mud, a small contingent of knights stood at the ready and faced the 20-foot-tall wooden gate that was the primary access point to the castle at large. Boom. 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 The wooden gate rattled and cracked, but didn't give way. And yet, secretly, Sir Lancelot was hoping that it soon would. Despite being one of the younger knights at only 24 years of age, Lancelot had already built himself quite the impressive resume. He had won dozens of tournaments, he had slain countless monsters, and his skills with a sword were unparalleled. Without a doubt, Lancelot was the one knight who was always ready for a skirmish, and even more than that, he was always convinced that he would emerge victorious. And victorious he always seemed to be, whether it was against his enemies or with the ladies. As prodigious as he had become in battle, his reputation with women was quickly becoming just as legendary. It helped that he was impossibly handsome. He had a broad, powerful chest and thick, muscular arms. His jaw was square, and it housed a collection of perfect teeth that defied the medieval times with their shocking whiteness. All in all, things had been going just right for Lancelot for quite a while now, and he had no reason to believe they were going to change anytime soon. Nonetheless, despite all of Lancelot's varied accolades, there was one glaring omission that was currently staring him in the face. He had never defeated a conquering army, but he was now ready to add that to his list of accomplishments. Lancelot stood at the front of the contingent of several dozen knights who had been assigned to defend the castle's main gate. At his side was Sir Percival, and the differences between the two men couldn't be more apparent. Lancelot was tall and strong, while Percival was on the smaller side, and not exactly imposing. To his credit, Percival had always been quite good as a tactician, but now that they were bound for battle, it was Lancelot who was in his element.
Lancelot, it's hopeless, stammered Percival. Vortigern's men are pouring in from all sides, and they've got a dragon.
But Lancelot laughed as he said,
I know, I know. I want to slay the dragon too. But first things first, we do our duty to the king and...
And now his voice erupted into a roaring bellow.
And cut down every man that comes through this gate.
For a moment, the pounding on the gate actually stopped. But only for a moment. Boom. Boom. Boom.
Well, you can't say I didn't warn them, said Lancelot with a shrug.
Suddenly, with a crash, the gate was ripped to splinters. Lancelot grinned as he moved his feet into fighting position, lifted his sword, and prepared to add a new verse to the inevitable song that would one day be written about him. Lancelot was doomed to disappointment. Although he was prepared to put his life on the line and battle for fame and glory, his brothers in arms didn't share in his enthusiasm. As the invading Saxons ripped and tore their way through the gate, it quickly became clear that the small contingent of knights was going to be easily outnumbered. Add to that the terror of the red dragon that soared above them, and it was Percival's bravery that gave out first, quickly followed by all of his fellow knights. The slim, nervous Percival dropped his sword, and the other knights quickly did likewise. Lancelot could barely believe his eyes as he watched these once courageous men turn tail and run. With barely a backward glance, Percival cried,
I'm sorry, Lancelot. I'm sorry.
Lancelot alone stood fast. His face dropped into a frown for the briefest moment, but then he reminded himself that he was the mighty Sir Lancelot. He was the greatest knight in the kingdom, probably in the world. There was nothing that he couldn't overcome. As he took a deep breath and filled his massive chest, he was warmed by the fact that if there was anyone who could single-handedly take on an entire army, it was he.
Right then, he said, I'll do it myself.
And with that, he raised his sword and braced himself for the oncoming horde.